From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he's open to talks with North Korea at the appropriate time. He spoke by phone with his South Korean counterpart, Moon Jae-in. They underscored the importance of maintaining maximum pressure on Pyongyang over its nuclear program. At a news conference, Mr. Trump said he's upbeat about Tuesday's first high-level inter-Korean talks in more than 2 years, resulting in North Korean participation in the Winter Olympic Games.
A lot of good talks are going on right now, a lot of good energy. I see a lot of good energy. I like it very much, what I'm seeing. I just spoke this morning with the, as you know, with the president, President Moon of South Korea. He had some really great meetings. His representatives had a great, great meeting. And I had some very good feedback from that. So hopefully a lot of good things are going to work out.
One media report suggested U.S. officials had been contemplating a military strike against North Korea. Ken Goss is with the Washington-based Center for Naval Analysis.
That would be also suggestive of the idea that if the U.S. can make North Korea believe that all options are on the table, including the military option, that it might make North Korea more willing to come to the table. I would argue, on the other hand, that North Korea is adamant about not giving up its nuclear program.
He insists the U.S. must drop its precondition of denuclearization. South Africa's ruling African National Congress didn't discuss the future of President Jacob Zuma during a Wednesday meeting. Meanwhile, a committee of lawmakers, including opposition member John Steenhuisen, met to review plans for possible impeachment process.
I think what you're seeing here is the Constitutional Court admonition for Parliament to act with urgency in this matter is playing out, and I think that's why they've agreed to convene this committee now.
Mr. Zuma faces growing pressure over corruption allegations. This is VOA News. Turkey Wednesday called on Russia and Iran to pressure Syria to halt its military offensive in northwest Idlib province. Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu said Moscow and Tehran must fulfill their duties under a joint accord last year in which all three countries announced the de-escalation zone in Idlib. Trinity University history professor David Lesh said Turkey has a long-standing interest in the province.
And the Turks are responsible for that area. They've traditionally supported many of the rebel groups that now have either relocated to Idlib or have been there since the beginning of the conflict. And furthermore, from Turkey's perspective, if the fighting intensifies in Idlib, there's going to be a new wave of refugees crossing over into Turkey.
The UN said some 100,000 people have already fled their homes. Britain, France, Germany, and Iran reaffirmed Thursday their support of the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement. President Trump, who in October refused to certify Tehran was in compliance with the deal, is expected to decide by Friday whether to continue waiving U.S. sanctions on Iranian oil exports. Meanwhile, the White House expressed its concern over reports Iran has imprisoned thousands, tortured and killed some following days of anti-government protests, and demanded their immediate release. The UN Wednesday reaffirmed its commitment to help Libya organize elections by the end of the year. Jeffrey Feltman is the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs.
The Secretary General is committed to supporting the people of Libya as they work toward a referendum on the Constitution, as they work toward elections, and as they work toward local and national reconciliation.
The UN hopes elections can stabilize the North African country in the wake of chaos following the 2011 ouster of dictator Muammar Gaddafi. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, on the final day of negotiations, said big obstacles remain in forging a governing coalition with the Social Democrats, who are demanding deeper European integration. But she said the German people have demanded results. Meanwhile, Germany said its economy expanded more than 2% last year, its strongest performance in 6 years. The military in Myanmar, known as Burma, acknowledged Wednesday its soldiers murdered 10 captured Rohingya Muslims during insurgent attacks in September. The military said local Buddhists forced the captured men to dig their own graves. The army launched a crackdown in Western Rakhine State, forcing hundreds of thousands of Rohingya to flee to Bangladesh. Japanese automakers Toyota and Mazda Wednesday announced plans to build a joint venture auto plant in Huntsville, Alabama. Kay Ivey is the state's governor.
These fine companies have pledged to invest $1.6 billion in Alabama and to bring 4,000 new jobs at an average salary of $50,000.
Production of Toyota Corollas and a Mazda SUV are expected to begin in 2021, turning out 300,000 vehicles a year. Armed gunmen in Paris are said to have made off with more than $5 million worth of jewels from the Ritz Hotel. Three of the five thieves have been caught, none of the jewels recovered. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.